But it was the start of the Stop the 70 tour. And we had a committee in Oxford called the Fireworks Day Committee, of which I was, again, the treasurer, since I was probably the only one who could add up at the time. And but the Fireworks Day Committee consisted of three people. The other two, I can't remember the name of only one, which still remains my friend. We had decided, his name is Malcolm Reed. I can't remember the name of the lad, he was a school teacher. Damn it, it'll come in a minute. He was a member of the Communist Party in Oxford. We could research him. Mm. I can picture him now. The South African rugby union team was due to tour the United Kingdom. Its first game was to be at Iffley Road.
Yeah.
And we had decided that we would stop that if we possibly could. And so, my recollection, this is all from recollection, I have absolutely no record at all, was that the game was due to start on the 5th of November. It may not be the case, but I'm almost sure. Hence the name of the small committee was called a Fireworks Day Committee. It might have been some other student plan, but I cannot remember. All right. We arranged for every college to take up its allocation of tickets, and for all of those tickets, where possible, to be taken up by students who were prepared to occupy the pitch. We knew that we had at least thousands, I can't remember how many, but more than half of the capacity of the ground, which might have only been 1,500, that the student population of Oxford had tickets, more than half of them. And the rest of the organisation for that was simple. I mean, the question of the whistles and what have you was a relatively simple procedure. What we had, however, and might as well, I suppose it's not public knowledge, but there's no reason why it should not, we had arranged for a diversion in good military tactics. There was to be a march and a demonstration outside the ground on a moving platform to be addressed by the then leader of the Liberal Party in order to make sure that the police thought that this was a broad political... we certainly didn't have any speakers from the Labour Party or other extremes, and went for a Liberal, which seemed to be the right thing at the time. And of course it was, and so we had a massive march and demonstration plan which had been organised with the police. Everything had been done with the police, and I have to say that we thought that our tactics were impeccable until after having been questioned by the Thames Valley Police in their headquarters, which were then in Oxford, on the night previous to the Iffley Road match. And I can recall it as if it was yesterday, 15, 20 senior policemen, all men, all in stripes and pips, interviewing Mac Reed and myself, and then taking us afterwards for a drink in their bar, and returning home rather the worse for wear at 10 o'clock that evening to find out that as we'd been interviewed about our intentions at Iffley Road, they had switched the map to Twickenham.
Yeah.
Well, that night and all that day, all of the coaches that we'd organised for the demonstration to come to Iffley Road, they were diverted to Twickenham. All of them. So I was delighted with that. And that was perhaps, apart from getting arrested at Twickenham that day, and has not been able to scale all of those bloody forms that they put in front of you, remember? It was just that they only let the crowd into two sides.
Yeah, one side, and we all stood shouting, behind, "See Kyle!" Yeah.
Behind the goals. But we tried to go from that, I suppose it's now the South Stand, and to run over and to get onto the pitch, and of course you just couldn't get past the policeman for the charges from the front of the back. So, but nevertheless, that was the start of the big demonstrations then that we had in Nottingham, Coventry, Cardiff, and the Ruskin students played a big part in all of that. So that was a Fireworks Day Committee, which I suppose was broadening my political involvement in these things.